WSOOCH.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning. Lovely sunny day.
Absolutely. Beautiful weather. Look, MasterChef has finished. It's been quite successful for Channel 10.
I think it's been very successful the last couple of weeks, two or three weeks, I think, particularly so.
But success, apparently, on television doesn't mean that you're going to be successful in business.
No.
I have read that George Columbaris is closing down some of his restaurants in Melbourne.
Okay. Now, look, according to an article in the Sunday Age, his group, it's called Made, M-A-D-E, Establishment, are in trouble. They've got mounting debts. They're facing a major financial overhaul. And what George is saying is that they're selling off the buildings that house these restaurants. But two of his signature restaurants, the Hellenic Republic and the flagship, the Press Club, really look as though they're in a lot of trouble. So a bit worrying for George, and maybe that accounts for the amount of weight he's lost recently, because he certainly has shrunk, hasn't he? But the other one who's in trouble is Manu Fidel, the gorgeous French chef from My Kitchen Rules. Now, he opened Le Grand Cirque in South Yarra only 4 months ago, and it suddenly closed last week. A lot of people were very surprised due to poor reviews and bookings. So Manu and George Columbaris both in trouble, and both, you know, big TV celebrity chefs. Apparently, they're now talking about Melbourne's fickle food culture. It's usually Sydney's fickle food culture that we hear about. But The Age says that the days when couples spent $300 on dinner are over and people want value for money. Well, of course, they want value for money in Sydney too. But in Sydney on Saturday night, Guillaume Brahimi, who used to be at Ben Long, opened his new fine dining restaurant, so it's going to be very interesting to see how he goes. I hope he does well. And he's opened it in the old Darcy's restaurant in Hargrove Street, Paddington. Remember, I think you used to go frequent it when it was Italian many years ago. And look, it will be expensive, but as he says, you know, it's fine dining, and they employ really, you know, top waiters, and the staff are fantastic, the food's terrific. They're not university students. And look, recently I went to another fabulous upmarket restaurant in Sydney called The Bridge Room, which is the chef, Ross Lusted, is the chef of the year this year. And I must say, the service there was just stunning. I mean, the food was stunning too, but it really does make a difference when you get very good service. You just feel really well looked after.
But didn't The Bridge close the week after you were there?
The Bridge Room, okay, guess what? It's opening again tonight. He closed it for refurbishment. And he was going to keep it closed until August the 25th. I was worried. I thought, oh, gosh, I hope it's not closing altogether. Yeah. But no, it's opening tonight, and there's a special truffle dinner on. So look out for that, The Bridge Room in Bridge Street. And just down from there, of course, is Neil Perry's new restaurant, Rockpool on Bridge Street, which is fine dining. But you can also sit at the bar there, and you can have Wagyu burgers and, you know, a drink, and that's only going to cost you like $30 or $40. So these top chefs are also offering options like that now.
Okay.
Well, because they have to.
Yes. Now, I wanted to ask you, I read a story about a couple who started a business selling Bondi Chai. Is that how you pronounce
C-H-A-I? C-H-I. Okay, now, the very first time I ever tasted chai, I'm not going to tell you how many years ago it was, but I first tried it in Bombay, it was then, it's now Mumbai, at the Taj Hotel, and I absolutely adored it. It's made with a lot of spices, very fragrant, but in India they make it with condensed milk, so it's also very sweet and very rich. Suddenly it sort of took off in, you know, in the United States and in Australia, and this young couple, Martin Buggy and Melissa Edgivan, I'm not quite sure how she pronounces her name, first tasted this chai latte in New York in the year 2000. They were so impressed with it that they wanted to do something with it here in Sydney. And, you know, it's a really good alternative for non-coffee drinkers. And anyway, the company they were dealing with in the US, they were importing it from the US, went out of business. And so they had to get their act together and restart it. So they had to manufacture, pack it, et cetera, et cetera. And so they set up this little business from home. And they've just won the New South Wales Micro Business of the Year Award, and now they're finalist in the National Telstra Business Award, which is fantastic. They've got it into Woolworths and Coles. But I do wonder about their recipe. I wonder where they got their recipe from. Maybe those people they were getting it from in the United States gave them the recipe. I don't know. But a chai latte that I absolutely adore is just up the road from me at a cafe called Fresh in Crow's Nest, just in the plaza there. And that comes from Melbourne, and it's from a company called Prana, P-R-A-N-A. It's actually wet in the packet because it's got the honey through it, and there are no sugars or sweeteners in it, and it really is absolutely delicious. So if you don't like drinking coffee, try a chai latte.
Okay. Now, okay. What is your recipe?
Now, my recipe?
Yes.
Now, talking about a restaurant that really has survived the long haul, and it's wonderful, Lucio Galletto at Lucio's in Paddington. He's such a delightful host, and the food, of course, is very delicious, very Italian. So my recipe for today is from him, and it's for handkerchief pasta.
Handkerchief pasta?
Yeah, you don't blow your nose on it. Okay, all right, it's made with squid ink, and the sauce is a lovely, really delicious seafood sauce with crab's fish and prawns through it and mussels. So that's on my webpage today.
What next? Kleenex pasture.
Anyway, look, in Italian, it's fazzoletti neri ai frutti di mare.
You've been going to your Italian lessons again.
Yes, well, I'm trying to brush up on my Italian, yes.
And we'll find your recipe on your website, which is...
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Speak to you next week.
Bye.